Thank you for listening to an audio recording from the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative dedicated to preserving America's history through the timeless practice of oral storytelling. To learn more about the Tell Me a Story program, including how you can add your own story to the collection, visit MidwestGenealogyCenter.org/tellmeastory. On behalf of the Midwest Genealogy Center and Mid-Continent Public Library, we hope you enjoy the following story.
So this is Jenny Tapman, and we're here at the Midwest Genealogy Center on February 14th, 2019, and I am interviewing Bob Brackenberry. So Bob, if you want to introduce yourself and maybe say which branch of the military you served in.
Okay, I was, I'm sorry.
You're fine. No, you're fine. So I know.
I enlisted in the Navy.
Okay.
And they wouldn't take me until I graduated from high school, and that was my last year.
Okay. And what year did you, what year was that?
This was right at the end of the Second World War, and in 1945, and they took me in the Navy, and I went to San Diego Naval Training Center, and was immediately sent overseas, and we were relieving a lot. They were sending a lot of the guys home at that time, and we were relieving them, and I was put on an LST, LST 989, and it usually has a complement of 130 to 150 people, and when I got on the ship, why, there was only about 25 of us left, and so the captain assigned us to regular duty on the ship. I was assigned as a quartermaster and signalman. And so I spent most of my time standing at the wheel watching the, and I was in charge of the laundry when we were in port. Our home port was Shanghai, China. And our main job was carrying Japanese prisoners back to Japan. And during the time I was in the service, we made about 30 trips with 1,000 to 1,200 Japanese prisoners on our ship. And we'd take them back to Japan, to Sasebo Harbor. And we made, like I say, about 30 trips. So there's probably 130,000 no, that's not right.
13?
Quite a few.
Yeah, a lot.
And it was interesting. The trips were good. We were, the Japanese prisoners had the run of the tank deck and the main deck on top, and we built a latrine for them that hung over the side of the ship, and we fed them. We fixed a 50-gallon drum that with steam heat going to it that they did most of their cooking, and they had bales of rice and dried fish, and we had the opportunity to go up there and visit with a lot of them that would speak English.
Oh, okay.
And I'd go up and sit down with them on the deck and talk. There's one that I talked to that had gone to high school in Los Angeles. That's where I went to high school, in one of the competing high schools. And when he graduated, his parents gave him a trip to Japan to visit his parents, or his grandparents. Mm-hmm. And while he was there, he got drafted.
Oh, no.
He said he spent most of the war in China and was never involved with the Americans at all.
So you were transporting people from China back to Japan.
Yeah.
Were they pretty excited to be going back?
They were scared, to be honest. They were poorly dressed and in real bad health and bad shape. And I used to stand at the gangway as they were coming in, and each one of them, as he came up the gangway, would stop and bow to everybody there and salute us and salute the flag and then walk on.
Okay.
It was, but they were, on our trips, if we wanted to, if I had a labor job, something, stacking supplies or anything, why, I could go out and get five or six of them and take them back, and they would work for me, and then I'd give them each a cigarette, and they would just tickle to death.
Yeah. So it sounds like you had a pretty amiable relationship with the...
Yeah. And we did a lot of other jobs too. The war in China was still going on. Their war against the communists, and we hauled a lot of national Chinese up and down the coast of China with their army supplies. We'd go to Manchuria and let off a bunch of the Chinese there and their supplies. And we'd go down to, we made one trip to Hong Kong for supplies. And I had liberty in Shanghai.
So it sounds like your job, you were on the ship and you were kind of doing a lot of transporting.
I stood wheel watches mostly.
Okay.
While we were underway. Mm-hmm. And that was interesting. Sometimes we would be a lone ship traveling from Shanghai to Japan. And let's see, sometimes it was kind of exciting. We'd had some bad typhoons, and lots of times I'd be alone in the wheelhouse with just watching the compass and keeping on a course when we were a lone ship. But most of the time we were in convoys. And I just follow the light on the stern of the ship in front of me.
Yeah, just keep it going.
Yeah.
Very cool. So with where you guys were at, did you ever feel like there was any, like, threats? Was there...
any danger?
Yeah.
No, there was never any danger that I know of. We had no problems with the Japanese prisoners at all. They just, a lot of times they would, some of them would stand at our dinner time. We'd walk out to the main deck and scrape our trays out into a 50-gallon drum, and they would stand there and catch some of it.
Oh,
they liked the American food.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. So how long were you working on your ship?
Oh, for a year. Okay. I was on it for a year. Yeah.
And that was, what year did you say that was?
Well, it was 45 and okay. went into 46.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What did you do after that?
Well, right after I got out of the service, mm-hmm. I started using my GI Bill, mm-hmm. I had graduated from high school before I went in, and when I got out, I went in to study commercial art, the first year we had moved back to, I came back to Independence here, and I went for a year at Graceland College.
Okay.
And then at that time, my father was working for Bank of America, mm-hmm. and right at this time, he was here in Missouri and working for TWA. And at this time, in 1947, mm-hmm. he was in Europe.
Oh.
And he was working for Howard Hughes to get Howard Hughes's money out of Europe that had been tied up over there for the during the war. Mm-hmm. And so he called me and said, why don't you come over here and stay with me and you can go to art school over here. Mm-hmm. So I did that. I went over there and enrolled in the Academy Julian art school over there. Mm-hmm. And that was real exciting.
Yeah. That was quite a change.
Yeah. My dad was living in the Grand Hotel, and I moved in with him.
Wow.
And used to walk to school, and I went through all the art shows over there and the Academy, the Louvre. I used to walk from my school to the hotel and walk right through the Tuileries, which is the part of the Louvre.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And that was kind of nice. Got to see, we made a side trip to Versailles, went through the palace at Versailles. Mm-hmm. And after we had been there for almost a year, mm-hmm. my father was a little nervous about working over there because he had to keep an awful lot of his information with gathering Howard Hughes's money in his head.
Oh,
he
yeah,
says,
I'm sure.
I could go to get jail for some of this. So he says, let's go home. And we went, came home and moved the family right out to California. Mm-hmm. And I enrolled in Art Center School there in Hollywood, Los Angeles, mm-hmm. and studied industrial design, automobile design.
Yeah.
And when I ran out of GI Bill, mm-hmm. the director of the school got me a scholarship to finish from General Motors. Mm-hmm. And I had to go after graduated from the four-year course there at Art Center, went back to General Motors.
Wow.
And worked as an automobile designer.
So would you say you had a fairly okay transition from when you left the military going to school and use that to do your career.
Mm-hmm. My career has been the rest of my life was all in industrial design, mm-hmm. and quite a few different companies. I met my wife while I was working in Detroit, and we, after my obligation was over with General Motors, we decided to move out back out to California.
Wow.
And I moved out there and worked for North American Aviation in it was interesting. I did all kinds of artwork for them, including flight handbooks, and then I started with the division of Rocketdyne, which was North American Aviation, and mm-hmm. started working on space equipment.
Wow.
That was really great.
So you've done a lot of different things. That's really, really great.
Oh, and in between jobs, like at North American Aviation, they would work on contract, and when a contract was finished, you'd be on a layoff for a while, and I'd work for different companies out there that way.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I got to design floats for the Rose Parade.
Wow. That's very
and
cool.
Got lots of interesting jobs there.
Kind of coming back to your military experience, did you keep in contact with anybody from your time in the military, from your service?
I've lost track of all of them. Through my life since then, I've had lots of Japanese friends.
Really?
Some of my closest friends have been Japanese,
mm-hmm.
and
were they able to share any of their experiences with you, like kind of talking back and forth?
Yeah. one of them, my real close friend Bud Sigono, went through the whole war in the Army, and because he was Japanese, they tried to get all of them out of the Pacific area, and his captain said no. He says, "I need him. He's a good, good man."
So he was for U.S. Army or military.
What's that?
So he was for U.S. military.
Oh yes, mm-hmm. yeah. He had been in there for 4 years in the U.S. Army, and so he went through there as an interpreter, and after the war we were real close friends. He was, I met him when I went to school at Art Center.
Okay.
And a lot of my friends were from Art Center. In mm-hmm. fact, one of my closest ones end up, we married sisters back in Detroit.
Oh,
so
okay.
We've been real close the rest of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And the Japanese boy, we all lived together for a while and traveled together and got real close. And his family arranged a marriage for him with a Japanese girl who had lived with her family in Japan through the war.
Mm-hmm.
And her father was a editor of a Japanese newspaper during the war, and he wrote an article against the war.
Mm-hmm.
And the government came out to his house and took him to the front yard and shot him.
Oh, my goodness.
And her husband, at that time, was in the Japanese Army, and they made him a kamikaze pilot, and she never got to see him again. So.
Wow.
But anyway, she and Bud Sigano, my close friend here, were our very close friend. We still keep in touch with their children.
That's good. Are you active in any military groups?
I'm, Department of Veterans.
Okay.
VFW.
Yeah. here in Independence, or?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Cool. Because you, you said you were originally from here, and then you moved to California, and then you came back after doing a lot of other things.
Yeah, well, I was, I got an opportunity while I was out there. I got an invitation to come back and be art director at the Herald House, so I did that. And after I worked there for 10 years, and I felt like I ought to get out on my own, do some commercial work on my own, and I went down and worked 1 year at Silver Dollar City designing signs and buildings for them.
Yeah.
And that was an interesting job.
I bet.
And, oh golly. Oh, I came back up. I got an opportunity to come back up to Kansas City and work for Federal Signal Corporation and the sign division.
Okay.
And designed signs all over Kansas City for about 10 years.
Wow.
Until I retired.
Mm-hmm. So is there any other memories or anything that sticks out to you from your time in the service?
Oh, golly. It was all on the LST. I enjoyed the time there. I enjoyed the friends there, and we had some nice experiences in Shanghai and Hong Kong on shore leaves, and I started a collection of Oriental art too while I was over there. I have some real nice, and I have a one that my friend Bud Sigono's wife was started making Oriental dolls, and she was selling those, and she made a beautiful one for me, and it sits in a little glass box in my living room. I enjoy that.
I noticed you had you drew a picture of your ship that you were on. So, did you have you drawn or done art very much from your time that you were there?
Oh yeah, I've done quite a bit of artwork on my own for the family.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. I'm sure it was quite an experience. It seems like it would stick out in your mind.
And I've done a lot of writing. I wrote a story about my Japanese friends that I've had, and I did a autobiography, which was interesting. I enjoyed doing that.
Was that hard at all to write about their experiences?
No.
Or was it just kind of good to get their stories?
No, I enjoyed it very much.
Good. Are there any words of wisdom that you would like to share with future generations, or maybe, people these now going into the military?
Well, right now, being 91 years old, all except for my close family, are all gone. Mm-hmm. My wife, after 2 years of marriage, she came down with polio while we were in California. Mm-hmm. So her health hasn't been real good. Mm-hmm. She was a registered nurse and worked quite a bit at that. She was a psychiatric nurse for North Kansas City Hospital for quite a while, and she's retired. She had knee replacements, and we're pretty well tied up at home now. And
yeah.
Our whole family, it just is our three kids and our grandkids, mm-hmm. and great-grandkids, and we're pretty well tied up in the house.
Oh, yeah. That'll keep you busy.
Uh-huh. Well, my wife isn't able to get out too much now, so.
Yeah. Any advice you might have for the younger generation, as far as if they're thinking about going into the military or, you know, anything, any advice you might have for them?
Well, I have quite a bit of my family is in the military, my grandkids, in the Navy, and
so
my son.
So anything you've told them, or?
My son, my oldest son, was in the Air Force and went through Desert Storm.
Oh.
And my youngest son had never been in the military, but he was a press man at the Examiner for about 26 years, and he's retired now.
Wow.
He ran the presses at the Examiner. And my daughter has been busy raising her family and taking care of us.
Yeah, definitely.
She comes over to our house a couple of times a week to check on us and do a little work for us.
That's nice. That's good.
Yeah.
Was there anything else you want to share related to your experience in the military or World War II?
Well, like I say, this the last 20 years or so has been pretty well just retirement, and
mm-hmm.
we don't get out much. And my wife, being with her health.
Well, it seems like with all that you've done, you probably deserve to take it easy.
Yeah.
You sounds like you've been very busy.
We do belong to the Stone Church group.
Okay.
And I'm a deacon in the Stone Church, so, but I'm a retired deacon.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Well, I appreciate you coming in here and sharing your experiences today. We will we'll save this and we'll add it to our collection, so I appreciate it.